Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Wheat futures held the day as the strongest grain. We had July of 2015 Kansas City wheat up 11.5 cents to 651¾. They traded as high as 657. Now, that's not as high as we saw at the 1st of December, but the fact that it has bounced again and still above the 50-day moving average is really positive long-term outlook. And then you add on top of that we've actually got a little bit of moisture, not a lot, but we have got some, which is more than what we have seen the last 5 years. You add all that together, pretty optimistic here for the Southern Plain wheat producer. Now, corn and soybeans, a little bit different take. Corn was only up a penny and a half, but also really strong here today. We've traded above $4 in every contract, which is about 90 cents from the low. The December contract traded as low as 318, and now that March is at 408 rather and a half, the highest level since this summer, since July actually, and above all the moving averages. That's pretty positive. And then soybeans are strong. We have January front month at 1037, a down 10 cents, but it's still higher than most people expected given the current world situation and the larger production numbers over the past year.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
This morning, the first report we had was the export sales report. It was neutral across the board. Wheat exports, 385,000 metric tons, looking for 200 to 350. So I guess you could say it was a little bit positive for wheat. Corn, 546,000, looking for 700 to 850. So that was a little bit negative. And then beans, 1.82 million metric tons, while we were looking for 1.7 to 2 million. Now, the next thing is the FSA released their crop prevented plantings. It was actually released Friday night. But it was right in line with what November numbers were. Maybe a little bit bigger for corn, a little bit bigger for wheat and beans, but nothing really out of the ordinary. And then the NOPA crush report this morning was negative, and probably the reason why the soybeans were so weak. It was released with a number of 161.2 million bushels. The average guess was 165.404, which would have been a record. So it was 4 million bushels less than what they had anticipated. And so overall, that kind of gave a negative outlook. Even though that's a really high number, it wasn't as high as expected. And that was the reason we sold off 10 cents.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping the markets, February live cattle down 42 at 161.75, April down 30 at 161.10. Feeder cattle down the $3 limit, January 222.60 and March at 218.25. February lean hogs two higher at 83.27, April up 47 at 84.82. In the grains, March Kansas City wheat up 12 3/4 at 647, May up 12 1/2 at 649 1/2. March Chicago wheat 12 1/2 higher at 619. March corn up 1 at 408 1/2, May up 3/4 at 416 1/2. January soybeans down 7 3/4 at 1039 1/2, March down 7 3/4 at 1046. March cotton 11 higher at 60.65 and May up 12 at 61.19. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.